Okay, this short little tidbit is a little more adult than our normal content, so just as a warning, it's very short, 20 minutes, just so you're aware.
Hello, I am Spapa, who is very high on NyQuil at the moment. I'm coming to you live from the studio that is the basement on my folding card table where I record this podcast. I am currently fighting off a head cold and leaving at 5:30 in the morning at the time of this recording, and it is 8 o'clock p.m. Welcome to the chaos. This is a little different.
Sponsored by NyQuil.
Sponsored by NyQuil. NyQuil, sponsor us,
please. Please.
We want that big pharma money.
Yeah, we're worth it. We promise. Yeah, we will not abuse your products.
It works. And, you know, it does good stuff. So.
Spapa.
Before we get into this week, we're going to do things a little differently. This is not a full episode. I apologize. At the time this you hear this, we're on our way to PAX Unplugged. So that is where we'll be, and I didn't have time to edit things. So this is just cold open. But we're going to do fun facts still, but fun facts for each other. Fun fact about Hannah. Hannah once read the entire books, all the books in one sitting.
Whoa.
That's amazing.
That's so impressive.
Anna, that's dang, really impressive.
Hannah. Yeah.
Wow. You. I hope you know
I
that.
Kind of
you
smart.
Eat those pages.
Literally.
That's what
if you
that's
didn't
what,
know, I am a moth.
Yes. The books were so tasty. After reading, it is just eat a page after done reading that page.
Isn't
that how you learn?
Yes.
I do need to ask, did you use a fork and knife, or did you just like use your fists to like just, eat these pages?
No, I just like
that. Oh god.
Ew.
Like a sandwich.
Okay, and with that, hi, I'm Tana Marie. And a fun fact about Scott. So I have recently found out that it is Scott's greatest dream to live in the mountains and herd goats, not because of his love of animals, but because he's always wanted to really get into the character of the greatest yodeler of any generation.
Ah, yes, this is completely true. I yes, don't like
Scott,
goats, actually. Another fun fact for us. But yes, I want my life to be just like Hilde von Jodensen. And so I really want to go out into the mountains. Particularly, I want to go out into anywhere in Appalachia. I want to go just like into that region and be there. I'm actually not that far from it, so you know, maybe one day this dream will actually become true.
It's called method acting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yodel. Yeah. Yeah.
I got the best payoff that I could have hoped for.
That was very good.
Hey, hello there. I'm Scott. And fun fact about Anna, because Anna's on the pod right
Hi.
Now, which is super exciting. Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, you are. Woo!
And she's never anything. They won't let her.
Fun fact about Anna is her favorite drink is Sprite mixed with fruit punch and orange juice.
Okay, that's actually not too far off.
Delicious.
Ooh,
I'm
it's funny.
I'm
it's
a
funny
prophet.
You say, see, listen, I'm currently drinking a AHA, which is basically like LaCroix with mango pineapple juice and a little bit of grenadine.
Ooh, very good choices. Very
I'm
good
trying
choices.
To not drink soda because it makes me break out really bad. Mm. So this is like my
in
brand
dance.
Soda.
Break
yes.
out and dance.
Yes.
Yes. I'm a secret hip hop dancer.
Yeah. The problem with breaking out into dance is sometimes you break things and you need to avoid that. So yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Get
it. Hi, I'm Anna and I am on this podcast.
I didn't mean to make it seem like I'm sorry.
No, I've always been here. If you don't remember that, then I don't know what you've been listening to.
We kidnapped her for the teens in space craziness, and we're not letting her go.
That's your name.
I got kind of emotional listening to that music and being on this side of it and being like on the recording side of it. I'm like,
I got emotional too.
Anyway,
I know.
I'm Anna. I play Anna, and and my fun fact today is about Luke. And my fun fact about Luke is 100% true. I do want to emphasize the fact this is true. He once found a human skull in a desert with an ear still attached.
Oh, what? Yeah.
I was 13.
You were 13?
This was in Peru. My brother and I just went hiking out in the deserts of Peru, and we found it was there were other human bones alongside, but we were like, oh, let's take this home and show dad. So we took it home and showed dad.
Kids, this is not ethically sourced bones. This is not vulture culture.
God, no,
I do want to clarify the bones more likely were it was from a grave dug up by wild dogs. Like that's that is the most likely reasoning of how they got there.
Jeez, dude.
You live a wild 13, life, though.
That's wild, man. Yeah.
I love Luke lore. Because you never know what's going to happen.
Like, you never know.
You got range.
You really don't know what you're going to get.
You've got range. Kayla. This has range. I said it.
Face right now. She's just like.
He's I'm just thinking about poor NyQuil'd Luke.
Yeah, exactly. You're
just going to edit this.
Speaking of range and Luke lore, he's also been robbed at gunpoint.
In that same desert. Oh my gosh. This happened. All these things happened in the same desert.
Get out of the desert, Luke. 13?
Were you 13? 13,
yeah.
God.
I don't think you should be allowed to go to the desert.
No, we don't live there anymore. So.
Lord.
Anyway. You're not in Peru?
What?
You
what?
Oh, yeah, that's another. Yeah, I lived in Peru.
What?
So many fun facts about Luke this episode.
I'm so crazy. Much.
Yeah, he's too drugged to he's too drugged to like say anything
this
about
this episode
it,
so. Is called Luke Lore.
Yeah, this episode is literally going to be titled Luke Lore.
I'll try to remember that as I'm editing this here in like 10 minutes. Anyways,
who goes next?
Steph, why don't you go next?
Hi, I'm Steph. I will be at PAX. If you want to say hi, you can say hi. I'll be real fun. And my fun fact today is about Kayla. For those of you who don't know, this is an actual true fun fact about Kayla. Kayla does not have just one Roman Empire. Kayla has two. One of them is indeed the actual Roman Empire, because that's what she studies. The other one is Hozier. And with that, in pre-recording, whenever Hozier gets mentioned, we take data on how fast it was that Kayla brought up Hozier, and today's record was 2 minutes.
2 minutes, yeah, baby!
Yep.
Anna, thank you for being the lore keeper on that.
Yeah,
I feel so.
2 minutes is bringing our average way down.
It's the KC. It's our Kayla counter. You know, count how many minutes it is every day, or we also call it
the TTH.
Yeah,
time to Hozier.
Hozier, baby.
I am predicting. Do 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 do.
That means it's you, Kayla.
Oh, that's me. Hi, I'm Kayla. And my fun fact is about Lydia. So this one's short and sweet. I don't know if you guys know this, but Lydia hates beds. They're actually her sworn enemy. And in her pursuit to make beds really angry, she's found that she really has found an ally in sleeping on the kitchen floor and taking naps, specifically sleeping while she's making food.
I have back problems.
There you go. I won't even mention the skull, because you have a skull too.
I do. Her name's Shariana Grande. She is the daughter of Shakira and Ariana Grande, but we're not going into that lore today.
That's for later.
That's lore for another time.
Hi, I'm Lydia. And I have a fun fact about Steph. So if you didn't know, Steph makes dice and they're beautiful and amazing. Mm-hmm. And but as all artists know, sometimes there are flaws and things that don't always make it to storefront. What Steph does with these is she eats them. Steph eats dice.
Yes.
Yep. Nom, nom, nom. Yeah, you know that meme of the cat crunching thing that was going on for a while?
That's Steph.
I have no teeth. It's fine. They're fake. I just take them out when it's time to eat the dice.
And then you
The dice like pills.
Just let them dissolve.
Just gum the dice.
I have a follow-up question.
I also have a follow-up question.
You go first, Anna.
Okay, I would like to know, Steph, what is your favorite flavor of dice?
Oh, God. I like the sparkly ones because they have a nice effervescence that like lands very nicely on the palate.
Oh my gosh, you and Zoe would get along so well.
Please don't actually eat dice. They're toxic. This is a joke.
My follow-up question is,
don't sue me.
Do you set aside the D4s or do those get consumed as well?
No, those are a challenge.
Like you have like the fancy D4s, but they're still sharp.
They're still sharp, yeah. They're only sharp on one end, so they can go down easy.
And I know that they're sharp because they are made of high
quality
materials.
It's like a three-dimensional tortilla
Lovingly with it hand sanded together. Yeah. I'm trying to advertise.
Do you guys think dice could be used in a weapon in a zombie apocalypse?
No. Oh, yeah.
I hope we don't have to find out.
Just fill a sack with them.
Caltrops? They'd be caltrops.
Yeah, no,
I don't think zombies would know this.
But like, would it slow them down? Make them like trip?
Look, like here. All I'm saying, a zombie comes up to you. You say, "Wait, zombie, roll initiative."
I'm gonna be horrible.
I cast bless on myself. Rolls D4.
Can we do a round table really, really, really quick to round this off? Of pick one weapon for the zombie apocalypse, and then we'll wrap up.
Before we do that. Once again, as we mentioned before, a few of us are going to be at PAX Unplugged this year. Specifically, myself, Anna, Steph, and Hannah are all going to be at PAX Unplugged this year. We'll be missing the other three dearly, but they'll be with us in spirit. If you want to come up and say hi and meet me with a normal voice, Anna and I will be doing autograph signings from 12 to 2 on Friday and somewhere.
Q Hall?
Q Hall.
It literally says autographing area on the schedule. So I don't even know where that's going to be.
It's in Q Hall.
We'll find our way there. It's Q at like spelled out like the line Q, like the British for line. Oh, not Q, like the letter Q, like the word.
Like hopping into the queue.
Yeah.
If you come, you might see security dragging me away because they don't believe I know them.
Except for we invited Hannah to be a part of it.
The thing is, I don't have a creator badge, so I'm waiting for like me to show up somewhere being like, yeah, I'm supposed to be here. It's like, get out of here.
Yes, come say hi to us. We'll be there. Also, Steph. You have a panel. Tell us when it is and what it's about.
I do. It's Let's Roll with TTRPG Dice Makers. So it is myself, Whitney of Smoking Glue Guns, Raquel of RG Dice Boutique, and Zen of Golden Light Dice, along with moderator Wes of Arcane Anthems. We're just going to be talking dice and all sorts of good stuff with that. There'll be Wes will be giving us some questions, and then you'll also be able to ask your own. So... it's Sunday at 4 in Crab God Theater. So just come because then you're going to be in the Crab God Theater. It's worth it for the name.
There's like the Leviathan Theater. It's really cool. God.
Phenomenal.
But Crab God, come on.
Crab God. That's very
good. It's so good.
Pretty top tier. Myself.
Excellent. I believe that is all the big things that are happening with us at PAX. But please, if you see us, come say hi. We'd love to meet you. We're all gonna have a great time. But rapid fire to end us out. What one weapon would each of you take into the zombie apocalypse? Scott, start us off.
I don't have anything good. I just want something to keep them away from me. So I'm going to say like a machine gun or something. Like, I'm not going to be creative. I don't want to die, dude. That's literally all it is. So that's what I'm going to go with. Like, the one thing that I'm pretty positive will keep me alive longest, I hope. I don't know. It's going to backfire somehow. I don't know.
Fair enough. Toss it to someone.
Lydia.
Zombie repellent that I specifically keep in my bat utility belt.
You scientifically engineered it in a lab?
It's from my bat cave.
Lydia is becoming Batman. That is the weapon of choice.
We've never seen Lydia and Batman in the same room before.
Yeah. It's true.
Right. Toss it.
Oh, catch, Hannah.
So I would go full Walking Dead, and I would have a Lucille. I'd have a bat with a bunch of nails sticking through it, and then I'd run like a little baby because I never wanted to hit anything with it. I just want to look cool. I want the other survivors to think I'm brave. And I'm going to throw it to Anna.
Oh, gosh. I was thinking of... I was trying to think of a way that's not dark to be like, what's the best way to mercy kill myself? I have too many chronic illnesses. I have too many health problems. I would just be a burden on whoever I'm with.
And I will
and
carry
I'd slow
you.
The group down.
No.
And my heart would probably give out. And I'd probably be passing out all the time. So, just a gun to the head.
No. Okay, that's hilarious, Anna, because I was like, I don't know, like a really good bottle of red wine. and drink yeah. And then like let it happen because I don't want to deal with this survival shit.
I was
like, that's too much for me.
We're going to go out and survive, and you guys... We're good here.
I was also thinking gasoline to like, you know, like light the building on fire, maybe take
That's
out some
smart.
Zombies with me. So
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
like you bring
yeah.
the fire. I bring the gas, you bring
the
wine.
For that.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm coming over with my zombie repellent and you all will be fine.
Oh my
if
God,
I have to live, give
sky?
Me a good pair of running shoes.
The bat signal. Mm.
The bat
signal. I'm just
it'll summon Lydia.
That's what it'll do.
You just see me fly through the sky.
It's Mothman.
Oh my gosh. All right, I believe that leaves Kayla.
That's me. Last time I checked. Right as always. So at first I was thinking, what about Karlach? To be a weapon in my bodyguard, like yes. Karlach's real cool, but what about Hozier? Like apocalypse.
He would just write
like,
songs about being mummified.
He'd have like a little tree house maybe on an island, and then he'd write music.
I mean, look,
and then it would be great.
Kayla, like, here's a
you
counterpoint.
You bring whoever you want, and I have my zombie repellent.
Kayla, I have a counterpoint. He sings about a lot of like dead lovers. He might fall in love with a zombie.
I was gonna
you
say he's either gonna
I can
become
fix
one.
Not with my zombie repellent.
So some of us are in the zombie apocalypse, and Kayla's in the zombie romance.
Oh my God, you're in warm bodies.
This is my genre of choice. My genre.
I like how this shows how we're all such different people, and yet
I mean,
we're
yeah,
such yeah. good buddies, and that's the moral of this story.
It's
Luke,
very
did you
good.
Pick one? Do you
nah,
want
to end us out for this, jokes on all of you. I am Patient Zero. I am the zombie.
That would be your life.
Yeah, gosh, man. That's,
oh my God, wait, you're. Whoa! He's sick right now.
But you're sick right now.
That's right. Yeah. I did take an experimental drug just an hour ago. We'll see what happens.
Oh no!
Drink your my zombie listeners. Repellent.
It's too late, Lydia.
Episode.
That will just kill me.
No, it'll scare it away. I promise.
It's little mini Lydia cells running through your body.
It's just punching.
It's
It's so. It's Osmosis Jones.
It's Osmosis.
Well, I hope this was coherent.
This was great. Well, anyways, thank you all once again. Come say hi to us if you're coming to PAX Unplugged this weekend. Sorry for no episode, but I hope you enjoyed this chaos that was tonight. Have a great one. We'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Now go to sleep, Luke.
Zombies.
World.